Hi. So I'm going to talk about using RPMs to develop systemd to the development. And you might think it takes a long time to build an RPM, and I'm going to try to build one from source here. And it's going to take a long time. Meanwhile, I want to try to write a change to systemd. And let's say I want to change it to say we're at all systems go. And I want to test my change, so I'm going to install it on this machine. So I'm going to run like a local build, and this is actually going to be an incremental build. You can see it's already in step 2 out of 3, compiling the only file that was changed. And now we're packing RPMs, stripping, testing. Wow, we're running tests, 530 tests. They passed, 12 were skipped. And almost there. Saving the RPMs, and this took 48 seconds. Now we can actually test this. The RPMs are in my RPM build there. I had older ones there, but like it doesn't matter because the new ones have a later timestamp used for the release. So I can simply use rpm-f to install the latest version of the RPMs, and it's going to ignore the RPMs I don't have on my system. And now if I look at the journal, I'll see that my change went through. So like my change went through. And why use RPM? So like one reason is I can check quickly like which version am I on. And okay, and I want to know like what was this based on, and I can see this was based on this commit, and the tree was dirty because I forgot to commit. But if I had committed, I could go back to the exact same commit where I was. And if for some reason I don't want this anymore, I can simply I'll use my local cache, downgrade systemd, so if I did something silly and it didn't work, I can just go back to the original version and my change was undone, and that's it. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Cool.
All right. Thank you, Philippe.